Okay, so I promise this is the last post I'm gonna make in a while. Sorry to like monopolize all this space. So, this is Good Girl 1980s questionnaire. I didn't prepare. I never do. I'm sorry. It just makes it more fun that way. So, number one, what is your favorite hot drink on a cold winter's day? I am not much of a hot beverage drinker. I live in New England and I still drink iced coffee in the wintertime. But if I do have a hot beverage, it will be coffee. Two cream, two sugar, very boring. Number two, if we are on a night out, what would we be drinking? I'm afraid I'm very uncool about these things. So if I were to go out, it would be cider, but I'd much prefer to be drinking in and just being with you and maybe one or two other people, preferably just one-on-one. It's just how I am, kind of a nerd, kind of a social weirdo. Favorite author? Stephen King, hands down. He's a wonderful storyteller. The best storyteller of our generation, I think. I don't really think there's much more to say about it than that. The Dark Tower series is my favorite series of books. So, number four. Sorry, I'm always so shifty. I'm like fidgety. I can't sit still. I'm like a puppy. No attention span. Okay. Place in the world you'd most like to sit and watch the sunrise. I reckon anywhere but here or Europe, because I've done that so much. I'm just sick of it. I'd love to go to Asia, Australia, and I will. It's just a matter of when. I mean, unless I die, but I fully intend on seeing these things in this part of the world. So, yeah, for a while I was saying my three big choices for my next big trip were Japan, Australia, or Kenya. And I've decided where I'm going to go. God, I cannot stop fidgeting. Like, I'm looking at... Okay, sorry. Famous person from now or the past slides into bed with you. Who do you want it to be? I don't really find myself attracted to famous people because I don't know them. I mean, sometimes I guess, but usually I don't really become quite fixated on it. I mean, I just... Honestly, there's really no one that jumps out. I have to have an emotional connection with somebody to be physically attracted with them, to them, rather. If that any sense. So, you know, yeah, much rather people I know in real life or people that I know than famous people. So, So, what's the best approach someone has ever made to you that led to a romantic or sexy encounter, or that made you wish it could if you weren't available? Well, since I'm a millennial, a lot of my relationships have been, well, I think all of them, maybe, except one, but he turned out to be gay, have been relationships that began online somehow. So I'm afraid I'm not really a wealth of knowledge when it comes to pickup lines and dating, and because I've always either met someone online or been like their friend first. So number 7, hot chocolate by the fire or Bellinis on the beach? Definitely Bellinis on the beach, because I mean, I've heard of Bellinis. I think they're like I don't know what they are, but I assume they're cold, and I prefer cold beverages, and I do like the beach, so is there a not obvious part of a body that you always check out before you decide if you're really attracted to somebody? No. I don't do that. People start to become more attractive after you get to know them. That's why, like, hearing people's voice is so much better, because you formulate an attachment, whatever it might be, like romantic or, you know, sexual. And then, you know, you see them, and then that adapts to your image that you had of them. Whereas if you just see a picture, you might not, you know, necessarily become attracted to somebody solely based on their photograph. Because the voice is where the personality comes through. So, given that, once there's already an attraction, there are certain things that sort of like icing on the cake. Being tall, large hands, and I have a thing for forearms. They don't even have to be like spectacular. I just like that body part. I just like looking at forearms. Like, not necessarily muscular, you know, it's just a thing. Should I or another kiss your neck, nibble your ears, or smack your butt to immediately get your attention? Hey, if you can do all three, I'm happy. Smack my butt, pull me toward you, kiss my neck, and then nibble my ear. That'll definitely get my attention. Yep. Oh, what a cute little image. What do you wear to bed when it's just you alone? I wear oversized, dirty, stained, paint-stained, ripped t-shirts. And obviously underwear, but sorry to disappoint. Well, that killed about, what, 5 minutes? So, oh, 10 minutes. Well, thanks for indulging me in listening. Hasta luego y nos vemos.